Good morning. It's February 27th, and welcome to Doing Life, Finding Peace in Stressful Times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's title is Top of the World. Though you have not seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. 1 Peter 1:8-9. Okay, every now and then I just can't help doing this. Yesterday I had a period of melancholy, which I guess really means sort of worry. We all know what Christ had to say about worry. It gains you nothing, so why don't you just not do it? Matthew 6:25. But I have friends and relatives facing critical health situations. My mother is in her 90s. Much of my family is far away. There are stresses at work and stresses in my body, and I guess I just got down a little for a while. But then I was listening to the radio, and on came a song I had just learned on the violin. It's a dear old friend from the 70s, so maybe a lot of you don't know it. It took 4 minutes to totally change me around, put a smile on my face, and restore my usual, hopefully, attitude toward life. Here is On Top of the World from 1973, sung by Karen Carpenter and written by her brother Richard.
Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. And the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world.
Something in the wind has learned my name, and it's telling me touch of the breeze, there's a pleasing sense of happiness for me. There is only one wish on my mind. When this day is through, I hope that I will find that tomorrow will be just the same for you and me. All I need will be mine if you are here.
There's not much question that this is a love song. It's also simply impossible to listen to it without a smile coming to your face and a sway to your shoulders. Please Spotify now if you don't know it. But I was struck by the fact that Christ's love for us and the overwhelming joy we feel when we learn to love him back fits every verse of this song. Capitalize each "you," and this could have been written by John Wesley or even Matthew Spafford. Next time you get down, play this. And remember who loves you, baby. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you for the genius of approaching your people with love first. Love lifts us all, and music moves us like no other experience. Thank you for the gift given to people who write the lyrics and the music that instantly help us refocus our eyes on your Son. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.